Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition, actually 2010 edition, and the new season kicks off tonight. On Talk with Taj, you know, but we've always bringing you the best in celebrity interviews from NY to LA, and tonight we got Hollywood in the building. We always seem to have Hollywood in the building. That's like my main area where my guests come from, is the LA scene, and I'll be out there real soon. But before we get into tonight's program, I would like to send out my prayers to the family and the victims of Haiti. It's a big, big situation going on down there right now, and so we definitely need to support the situation. They have several organizations you can donate money to, so just make sure you make your contributions. We spend our money every day on things that don't matter, so put your money together and donate for a cause that's needed right now, very serious, all right? Tonight, we definitely have a show that we're going to have like four or five guests tonight, because we're bringing you the third LA Nights in Beverly Hills, hosted by Kevin Rouse, Linnell Jones, and Pernell Clark. And we got Kevin on the line right now. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, Ty?
Oh, not much, man. You know, just have, you know, it was a long day, but we all right.
Oh, yeah, we all right.
Yeah. LA Nights, man. You have brought something. I'm hearing my feedback. Are you? Do you have on speaker or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. LA Nights. You started this out a couple months ago on the terrace, and that was a big event. Then you took it to Beverly Hills, and it's still in Beverly Hills. And it's going to be bigger and bigger. You started out with Billy John, went to Smooth Flavor, and now you have another huge artist you're going to come out and perform. You started out with, you know, comedians here, and now you're all the way up to Linnell, who will be on the show later on in the program. How was you able to take it from one level and take it to a whole another level in a short amount of time? And where is LA Nights headed after this next event coming up January the 22nd?
You know, all I can say is we were very blessed because this thing is just getting bigger and bigger. The initial goal of myself and my partner was to bring live entertainment back in a way where people can go out and see a show with several different acts the way it used to be. And we started doing this, and it's like people are coming to us to get on the show now. So it's really a great thing. And as far as the guests that we have and the crowd that we have, I mean, they're getting a great deal to come and see this show we got this month. This is a fantastic show. This show can actually team up and go out on the road to sell out Coliseums all over the world.
Is that the ultimate goal for this particular, after this particular event?
Yes, it is. The ultimate goal is to continue bringing quality entertainment, also taking that entertainment all over the city, spotlighting different sections of the city, exposing our crowd to different types of vibes all around Los Angeles, because I know you know Los Angeles is a very big city.
Correct. We already know. And also, people, I always have to tell people this on every show me and you do about LA Nights, because I don't think people really are aware that the price that you're charging the guests is to accommodate those who are affected by, you know, the recession and lose, you know, have, maybe not being in and out of work right now. So they're getting in to see big stars for almost little nothing, and that is unheard of in LA. And I think that's one of the best things about your event, is that it's so affordable to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, it's very affordable, And, I mean, where can you go, I mean, in Beverly Hills to see four different top name acts for $15 if you get in before 10 o'clock? I mean, that's just not happening. And we make it happen because we are dedicated to, you know, we don't want nobody to miss our show. So if it's all about money, you know, we'll make it right for you to be able to afford it.
Now, January 22nd, LA Nights in Beverly Hills. For those who live out there, you know, I got friends on Facebook from every region. People listen to the show. So for anybody that's in LA in the next couple of weeks and you want something to do, you need to go out to LA Nights in Beverly Hills and join Kevin, Fennell, and Linnell as they host one of the next biggest, you know, consistent events that's happening out there on the LA Nights thing right now. I want to ask you a question because, you know, there's got to be other promoters upset with you guys right now.
Well, you know, the thing is I got love for all the other promoters. I have no enemies in the game. They know me. They know what I do. And my thing is I've always been consistent with what I've done, and that is bring live entertainment. I was doing live entertainment when everyone else was doing DJs. So they don't really, I don't think we have too many people upset with us because they know what we do. They may be a little, you know, upset that we've all teamed up together because we got a, you know, I mean, we got a hell of a team. Three the hard way is serious. I mean, we bring in three different major elements to the game, and to combine those type of things is why we got the kind of show we got. So, but I got much love for all the promoters out there that's doing what I do, and you know, I'm sure that if anything, rather than them be upset with us, all they have to do is just, you know, do their best, you know, and keep their people happy.
Right.
You know.
Now we know that most people don't like really telling the secret of how something became so successful. But what do you think was the main key in making LA Nights successful up until this point?
Well, I think the main thing is that we have, I mean, again, I got to give it to my partners. I mean, we have a very strong commitment bringing three different elements to the table to do our best. We all were hard workers before we all met up. It's almost like, I mean, the name came about because it's almost like the Fred Williamson movie, Three the Hard Way. You know, I mean, I was doing one thing, Fennell was doing something else, and Linnell was doing something else. And we all came together, and now we're putting everything on the table. No holds barred.
Exactly. And I actually got a chance to listen to Billy John's new record, and I like it. But I I still have to go with Baby Makes My Day. That is my joint right there. And I was actually listening to it again tonight.
Yeah, you know, Billy snuck that in there on me. I've been working with Billy for over 20 years, and you know, I get on him about that. I said, don't ever come on no radio show and then throw something down like that and you ain't never even told me. Yeah.
Where's Linnell right now? I don't see him on the line.
He could be stuck in traffic or something. I don't know where he is, but we keep moving.
Okay. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, here he is right here.
Is that him? Oh, there he is.
Yes.
What's up,
Big
Linnell?
L in the mix. Big L in the mix. What's going on,
y'all?
You
in the house?
I'm in the house, man. How's everybody?
Doing good. How you doing?
All right. I'm up in here, man, looking forward to the 22nd. You know, once again, we came down with a unique style and a unique touch. You know, just to spread some joy, man, over for our culture. And even for other coaches as well who love, you know, great quality and great comedy and great music.
All right. All right.
For our guests that's listening, and tell us about LA Nights in Beverly Hills on January the 22nd. They already getting in for an affordable price. But for that price, tell them what they're getting for their money.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm excited about talking about it. Every time I talk about it, I get excited. Number one, we got Annie McKnight. Annie McKnight is a legend in the game, okay? She's been around for a long time. She's funny. Matter of fact, her middle name is McFunny. So Annie McFunny McKnight is going to rock the house. Then we got Linnell. Blue Nail. anybody that don't know her is probably, they probably ain't breathing. Cause she's been around. she's been in everything that's anything. She's goes all the way back. She was, you know, she's just a legend in the game. I mean, I've been trying to get with her for a long time, and I'm so thankful that she decided that she wanted to roll with us on this event. Because she's really a class act. And then we got my man KD Brozier. KD, his publisher or manager called me. Her name is Robbie Danzia, and she sent me information over on him, and it took about 25 minutes to lock him into the show. This cat is ridiculously bad. I mean, you know, he's got a hit out. Everybody that's hearing this song is like, they want to know where they can buy it. I got to get with KD to find out where I can buy it, because it's definitely going to be the hottest, one of the hottest songs out this summer. I think 2010 will be marked with KD Brozier. Now, the other thing, we got Ndambi, okay? For those of you who don't know, she was born in Dallas, Texas. She was a childhood friend and backup singer for the famous Erykah Badu. It's her time now, and she's with Stax Records. Her label mates are Layla Hathaway, Angie Stone, and Tina Marie, and many others. And if you go old school with Stax Records, I don't know how many of y'all might know this, but Stax Records was the home of Isaac Hayes, Sam and Dave, the Staple Singer. A whole bunch of legendary acts came out of that record company. She has an album out called Pink Elephant, and she's got a song on there called Can't Hardly Wait, as a video as well, and it's burning up the country right now, okay? And the reason why Ndambi could not be here is because she's actually in the air going from one concert to the next. She's been working hard. Okay, doing shows in every city, and this lady is definitely going to be the next Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, but even more than that, she's Ndambi. She's got her own thing, and she's got a great CD for you. For those of you who know, you can pick that CD up, and for those of you who don't, you better ask somebody.
That's what's up. I want to go to one of KD's records right now, particularly the song that you were speaking about called Love Is. I want to play that real quick because he's going to be joining us shortly on Talk of Taj right along with Lunell. And so I want people to get a taste because, you know, you said a lot right there. So I got to come right out and right back behind. I got to come right behind that with the record. I shot that off.
I didn't even take a breath in between. That's how excited I was.
Well, we're going to come right back on Talk with Taj, and here's the KD Brozier with Love Is.
It's a good day to be alive. Give yourself that you got is so precious. Now you're sitting there all alone in the doctor's office. Can't see 9 months down the dark and lonely road. Cause that is hard with rain. As God is your witness, baby girl, you got a choice to make. Let the ones without sin cast a vote on.
Love is what you need.
Cheer is nice and meet today. Just hold on. There's no need to put your hands on her. And how come fathers we find it hard to take care of the babies we make? Sweet mama, why play the game of fun? Mama, don't you give me work, give me money, just to lose your soul. By the way, look, you look good with your clothes on. Cheering nights I need the day. Just hold on.
Yeah, welcome back to Talk with Taj, and that was KD right there with Love Is.
Hey, and KD.
What y'all?
How many songs did they send you?
They sent me two of them. Yeah, they sent me
okay,
two.
Okay, the other one, Love a Woman Right, that's the one.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, I thought the Love Is was the one.
No, Love a Woman Right, that's the one. If you can
that's
hit that later, cool. You got? Did you have Ndombi's song?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Got the
Super
Bowl's kind of big right now, so yeah, yes, I do.
Okay.
Linnell.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes,
sir. You can jump in at any time, brother. It's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I was in there rocking to that cut right there, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yep.
Nice.
I mean, you guys have gotten some incredible artists for your event, and I know I've said this the last couple months, but I will be out there.
All right. We're looking for you, man. We
got
to get you
table.
Here. Yeah.
We still hold your table, man.
A nice right up front.
Oh, that's what I would be there.
All right.
We're making already making preparations now. We've had a rough December, November, but we're making preparations now to make sure that we are there to support from Indianapolis to L.A. Nights.
Right. You know, one thing I got to say, I just want to send out a shout out to the family of Teddy Pendergrass. That's one of my favorite crooners of all time.
Also all the families out in Haiti, man, is going through their ordeal out there, man. I heard go out to them too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a shout out to the families in Haiti at the beginning of the show. And I really couldn't even watch the news about that because it was just so, I mean, it's so hurtful when you watch and you see, we just had we just had Hurricane Katrina some years ago, and now we got hate. I mean, it's just, I can't watch it because the news just gets worse and worse, and I just don't even want to watch it.
Yeah, that's why it's so important that everybody steps the game up, man, you know, within themselves.
Right.
And be quality-driven people and stand for a purpose and cause. You know, and that's one thing LA Nights is about. You know, we're standing for quality, we're standing for a purpose and a cause. You know, we want you to come out in a nice, safe environment, really, and just have a good time and unwind. And it'll be one of those memorable moments in your life. You know, hey, you know, I came out there, I had a really, really good time. You know, broke bread with some really great people, and, you know, was able to get my laugh on. That's it.
I mean, you can get your laugh on. We got a heavyweight DJ coming this month. We got to get your two strong comedians and two strong artists. So I mean, you can it's like one stop shopping, ain't it, Linnell? That's what he calls it.
Yes, one stop, man. You know, you might go to a comedy store, a comedy club, or you might go to a little jazz club, or you might go and catch a concert. But we're bringing it all to you, one stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Linnell, don't you know with this, the success of LA Nights in Beverly Hills coming up January 22nd? You also, anybody who wants to know anything about Kevin Rouse, Linnell Jones, Pinnell Clark, you can find all three of these gentlemen on Facebook. For all you Facebookers out there, you can type in their names right now and go straight to their page, or type in LA Nights in Beverly Hills, and you will be able to pull up the event and get yourself there. And it's only $15, gentlemen? I mean, under 20 bucks to party for the seat. I mean, you can't ask
Linnell,
for more.
Linnell, give them the website. Linnell put up a new website also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the new website is LA Night or LA Night / Beverly Hills / webs.com. So you guys go to the website, you're able to sign in to our guest book. If you want to RSVP for the event, you can do it there.
And they can also go to our Facebook, and we have the website posted there as well.
Yeah, because I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Google right now trying to pull it up. So definitely anybody out there who wants to be a part of LA Nights in Beverly Hills, if you can, you know, go to Facebook right now. Type in Pernell Clark, Linnell Jones, Kevin Rouse, and definitely you can get straight to LA Nights, Beverly Hills, coming up January 22nd for the next event. Now, when is the next LA Nights coming up after this one?
We got a great show booked in February. It's going to be February the 19th, also at the Camden House. And then we have another show beyond that, March the 26th, also at the Camden House. So we'll be in Beverly Hills for the next three events, and they're going to be great events. I'm not going to say at this point who we got, but, man, it's going to be off the chain.
Is there anything that, you know, I want to ask you, you know, you and Linnell this question here about just having a good time. What are events missing today, like, from, let's say, from years past, to where people knew how to, promoters knew how to just let, you know, convince people to come out and actually have a good time. Like, people have forgot to actually how to have a good time, because I work at a club myself, and you see people come in, they'll sit in one spot for the entire time they're at the club. They don't dance, they don't really drink, they just sitting there. What have you and Linnell done to just bring those people out and for them to be able to see that, wow, okay, actually can have a good time again. It's not about the riffraff and the fighting and all the silly stuff that goes on at an event.
First of all, we got excellent security, number one. But secondly, we actually are blessed to have a crowd of people that come there to have fun. They don't come there for nothing else. And thirdly, we get the kind of entertainment that it's no way you can stand around. If you were at our last show and you heard that band Clever, I guarantee you just about everybody everybody in the room went to the floor, because there was no way, you know, if your blood is flowing, that you could just stand there. I mean, it's almost impossible. And then, I mean, AJ Jamal had everybody in the house laughing. I mean, so what we like to do is we like to get you, if you come there in a bad mood, the first act is going to change that, because we start off with comedy. So we're going to have you laughing. You could be just had an argument with your lady or your man, and when you come up in there and you run into AJ Jamal, you done forgot all about it. Okay? And then once we loosen you up, then we hit you with the DJ, and he's going to get you feeling good. Next, we're going to hit you with a band that's going to have you on the dance floor. So there's a lot of elements to putting this together in a way where if you don't have fun at our event, it's just your fault. I mean, you got to try not to have fun. I mean, you got to go out of your way to concentrate on not having fun, because we're gonna catch you before the night is over, one way or the other.
And that's exactly what people need right now, especially in this time period in life. Man, you just want to go out and have a good time. You don't want to have to deal with, you know, if you're scared to go out, you're afraid, you know, stuff might happen. Look at the history of LA Knights. Once it, you know, from where it started and where it's at now. Go on Facebook, look at the pictures. Look how people are dressed. Look at the type of people that are at the event. Go to the website and then check it out for yourself. And then, you know, go take your $20 and go out and have a good time. You spend $20 doing something that really doesn't matter. Something that you know what I mean? something you probably wish you could get back. Why not spend $20 and go have a good time and try something new?
And the parking is only $3.
Yeah,
so that's Beverly Hills. And you only pay $3 parking.
You go to Chicago and park. I done been there. Chicago. Everybody been to Chi-Town. That's $20 on a normal day.
That's $20
day.
Park.
You so, come to Indiana and party on the weekend here, it's $10 to park.
Yeah.
But you're going to Beverly Hills, where all the stars go, and parking for $3 and partying for $10 to $15.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't need to say anything. Linnell, is there anything that you want to add to that, brother?
Well, yeah. Like we were saying earlier, you know, it's, especially with the economy today, it's hard for people to come out or even make the commitment to go out and spend a night out on the town. So, but because we want you to come out and enjoy our show, you know, we're going to give you a really, really great show. We're going to make it worth your while. So, you know, you'll be talking about us the next day and that point on. So that's the kind of quality that we bring to you. And plus, the crowd that we cater to are professional working class people, you know, that know how to come out and enjoy themselves, come and have a nice dinner, and to just be entertained. You know, and that hasn't been going on in a long time. You know, you go to a lot of spots, and you know, you got your DJ. The crowd is a toss up because everybody's trying to find somewhere nice to go, and you got a bunch of people mixed together. But people are, you know, kind of not in the same. You know, you got people coming from different cultures and different generations. So in some ways that don't mix, but what we bring to the table is a nice, quiet, safe environment full of professional, grown, working class people that want to come out and enjoy those hard-earned dollars that they're spending. So that's why we give them the one-stop show. So they ain't got to go to a comedy club or to a concert. They come here to our event and get it all in one stop. So that's what makes us stand out from the group.
Well, I want to congratulate you guys on the work that you've done, and I can't wait to get out there myself. I've been telling people about you guys ever since you first came on my show a couple months ago, and I haven't stopped talking. Anytime I say L.A., I say Kevin Ross, Linnell Jones, Linnell Clark, L.A. Knights, blah, 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 blah. And
we sure appreciate that, too. You know,
yeah,
because
I mean,
we
definitely
are. We're working this thing national. We want people, whenever they think of L.A., they think of L.A. Knights. So we're doing a lot of promotion and stuff all over the country to you know, brand this. Whenever you come to L.A., you're looking for the L.A. Knights event.
And that's what we stand. That's what I promote out here. And when I talk about L.A., when I tell everybody I'm going to Cali, I say, I got to go out to L.A. Knights. Got some good people out there. We're going to have a great time. So definitely congratulations on what you guys have done out there as far as bringing people, you know, some entertainment and bringing them what's been missing out there. So I just hope you guys be able to, you know, keep it going. I'll be out there soon. If there any, you know, coming up next on Talk With Todd is comedian Lady Linnell. And like I said, and like Kevin said earlier, if you don't know who she is, I don't know what to tell you. Just to give you a quick, you know, I guess a little rundown on it. If you saw DMX's movie Never Die Alone, she was in that movie. I had that movie, so I can tell you exactly what scene she's in. She's Then the bar scene when DMX comes in ready to pay off the debt that he owes to somebody he used to work for. So definitely check that out if you do not know by name who that is. You have to look at the face. That's the way you can go through that and pull her up on YouTube, Google. Is there anything that you would like, gentlemen, Kevin, Linnell, is there anything that you would like to tell the people about L.A. Nights on January 22nd, Beverly Hills, or just in general before we close out and get ready to go to Lady Linnell?
Just be there. Be there. If you want to see a great show, be there.
Hey, you don't want to miss, you know, the tables are selling out fast. Tables to RSVP tables, we got 4, 2, 4, 6, and 8 top tables. So if you guys want to reserve your tables, I recommend you hit us up on the Facebook. Go to the website, LA/Night/Beverly Hills. .web, WTS.com. Go ahead and make your reservation. Don't want to miss it. Going to have a packed out house, packed out room, good quality fun. We better see you there, man.
Definitely, you will. And I want you, if you can, hit me up on Facebook and send me that official website so I can go ahead and do my thing as far as promoting and helping push it from here. So as soon as you get a chance, send that to me on Facebook so I can do what I do. All right, coming up next, I'm going to talk with Ty, this comedian, funny lady, Linnell. She's going to be in the building. We got other guests coming up later on in the program. So don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back on Talk with Taj. Kevin, Linnell, it's always a pleasure, brother. I appreciate you guys always coming on the show, bringing me great guests, bringing me great interviews. And I will definitely be out there soon. And like I said, send me that website, and I will start promoting it from here and continue to bring people to LA Nights from the Midwest area.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ty.
No problem. Y'all take care.
All right.
All right, coming up next, like I said, is comedian Lady Linnell on Talk with Taj. We're going to go to another hot record by KD right now called Love, Love a Lady Right. And when we come back, I'm going to get to more on Talk with Taj. Don't go nowhere.
Somebody tell me how to love a woman right. Love a right.
Yeah, welcome back to Talk with Taj. Coming up next right now is comedian Lady Lunell. If you're on the line, press 1 on your phone so I know that it's you. If it's not, don't keep the show rolling. Kevin Rouse and Lunell Jones. Got to thank both of those gentlemen for coming on out on Talk with Taj, presenting the third event for LA Nights in Beverly Hills. If you want any more information on that, you can visit the official website or go on Facebook right now and look those fellows up, and also the event, and get all the information. Just put it like this: you're getting a lot for a little. All right. So there's no reason, if you're living in LA, if you're on the West Coast, period, you can get to LA and you're looking for something new to do. LA Nights in Beverly Hills is the place to be. Also, I'm looking for new instrumentals for Talkwitaj. So any artists out there, any real producer, and I mean producer, if you have any instrumentals that you would like, you know, to be presented on Talkwitaj, you can email me at TajLongino@gmail.com. That's Taj, LONGINO, @gmail.com. All right. Also, Smooth Flavor, who was on the show last month, and he was also featured at LA Nights in Beverly Hills. He is actually going to be proposing a new intro for the 2010 season of Talk with Taj. So definitely be looking out for that. You can hit him on Facebook as well. Coming up next, we got KD Barossa and Annie McKnight coming up on the show. All right? Waiting on those guys. And if you're on the line, press 1. Who's on the line right now on Talk with Taj? Area code 661. You're on Talk with Taj. Who's this?
Annie McKnight.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, baby? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. No, I actually had a great time with Kevin and Lanelle, just playing some of KD Barossa's music and waiting. I was just waiting on you and KD Barossa and Lady Lanelle.
Okay.
And you're here, so, you know, let's go ahead. Let's do it.
And that's Chocolate Taj, T-A-J?
That's Taj, T-A-J. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. That's sexy.
You see how that's sexy?
Chocolate Taj, yeah.
Yeah, I've been told that a lot.
Okay, well, I'm trying to find you on Facebook right now.
I'm on there. You type in Taj Longino.
Okay.
I'll come up. LONGINO. I almost misspelled my last name.
Okay.
So you're going to be in LA January the 22nd, kicking it with Lanell, Purnell, Kevin, Lady Lunell, and KD Barossa. What can the people expect from Annie McKnight that night in LA?
They can expect the way I always bring it, full of that southern energy. Making it happen, making it pop, talking about everything and everybody. They know how I do it. Me and Lanelle, we go way back from up in Oakland time. We was working up in there, and, you know, Kevin, he's cool people, him and his whole crew. You know, I'm just feeling it, you know. And then the Omni, want to make sure I pronounce it right. Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking first, you know, it was an all-girl team at first. It was her, myself, Lanelle. And then they brought in the DJ to break it up. We needed some men up in there, so I'm just loving it.
Well, I'll be bringing my aunt. Don't worry, I'll be bringing my entourage real soon, so you get a chance to get all the, you know, we have all the men in the building. We're gonna have the whole entourage coming straight from the Midwest, coming to LA.
Yes, we need that. Break it on up. Let's make it happen. Sounds like you need to do to me.
Oh, yeah, we're coming. And I think everybody is trying to keep me from leaving, because they know if I go out to L.A., I've been talking about it for years, I'm going to stay out there forever.
I heard that. Lady. You will love the sunshine, believe me. I'm from Georgia, and I came out here years ago, and I got hooked, and I'm loving it. It's a great
place. Real quick, I need to know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I need to know who else is on the line. Is Lunell on the line, or KD Barossa?
Yeah, KD is here. This is KD.
Hey, what's up, KD?
Everything is everything, family.
Hey, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, people. I appreciate you for having me on, man. I really do appreciate that.
No problem. Annie McKnight is on the line with us, too, as well. You guys are all teaming up for a wonderful night for the third event in Beverly Hills, January 22nd. And I've been playing, I play both of your records, and they're both great records. We're going to get to the music here in a second. Annie.
Yes.
You have been around for a long time in entertainment. What do you see has changed in over these, in the last 10 years in entertainment, and where do you see it going here in the next few years, next 2 to 5 years?
Well, it's a lot of changes most definitely taking place. It's time for the new comics. It's time for the new ones that have been out there that will be considered new in the quote-unquote crossover game. You know, we have a lot of great talent out there. We see a lot of the older cats. Of course, you know, like what happened with Life to Grow, you kind of get out the game. But, and it's time for the change that I see taking place. We see a lot of guys coming up. We got Kevin Hart. We got the Spencers. You know, I just see a lot of new blood that's coming through, and I just think it's great. I think the change has also come with the Internet. With so much freedom out there, we are able to see so many young entrepreneurs that are young producers, young directors, myself being an actress, and we have the vehicles now to be able to export ourselves in a good way, should I say. You know, and I'm loving that. I'm loving it. You know, I'm not one of those computer-savvy people, but you know, I got those youngsters out there that are making it happen, and I love it. They're helping me out. I'm doing my thing, and I just think it's great. I think it's great. That's what I see as far as the change that has taken place and is taking place right now.
Now, you have, you took home America's Funniest People, one of America's Funniest People, 10,000, and you have done so much. Been on Tom doing a morning show, Comic View, Apollo. What is it about Anna that just turns people, you know what I mean, that just people just glue to you to where, I mean, you just have them right where you want them at. When you're on that stage doing your thing, what is it about your style that is just taking you to this level to where you're at right now?
I think it's me. I think that it's all of the things that I had as a child. You know, I had my ways of being animated. I had such a strong voice. And when you get to the stage and you're able to put it on the forefront and let people enjoy you, you get more and more comfortable. And I have allowed so much more of me to come out. And, you know, with me being on stage, with my facial expressions and with me being current to what's going on in the world today, and with the wisdom that I have, you know, dealing with so many different aspects of life. And I think when I bring all that to the stage, you know, people always say, oh, you know, you remind me of some of my auntie, you know, you be tracking us up, the things you said, get home. I have people come to me after shows, cry with me. I have had to pray with people, you know, because I just hit it hard. You know, I tell people what's happening because sometimes I feel we are missing that in our common community places, that, you know, sometimes we can get so caught up in the hoopla and the farce of things with comedy and the foolishness sometimes. And I think the person that I am, I bring the psychological part to the forefront. I bring the solution sometimes to the forefront. You know, I bring what needs to be said to the forefront. You know, and sometimes I'm punished for that, but hey, life goes on. Look at him, look at him. I mean, what a girl don't do if I can't tell you the truth, baby, look. You know, I've been spanked a couple of times, good and bad. So, you know,
uh-oh.
That's bad. You know what I'm saying? I started spanking when I ate KD. Okay. I don't know what to do. So, you know, I think that's what it is. I think, and you know, and I have that thunder, you know, and I had that joy in my heart, and I give it to the people, and I love that, and the people love me giving it to them, and I love them giving it back. That's what's in Annie McKnight. That's right in a nutshell.
Well, outside of L.A. Nights and Beverly Hills, what else does Annie McKnight have going on that we need to be paying attention to? And also visit the official website, www.anniemcknight.com. What else do you have going on right now that you're going to be doing outside of L.A. Nights on January 22nd?
Okay, I'm going to be doing something with the J-Spot. I'm hosting an all-female show over there on Thursday night, last Thursday of each month. It's in negotiation trying to get me back full-time like I was once before. You know, I had that club popping off and everything. Brought a lot of female talent up in there, a lot of people that you would probably see uptown LA and Hollywood. But, you know, Jay's spot is over in South Central area, but it's over in the West area, so that's Inglewood, you know, where a lot of my good people are. And they had an opportunity to come to a good place that's, you know, brand new, and Jay has it look fabulous up in there. So I'm going to start hosting that again. And just keep it popping. I'm in that new show with Tim Allen coming out, new movie, excuse me, Crazy on the Outside. And, you know, I was just in the soloist with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx. So, you know, just doing my thing, you know, just making it happen. I don't know if you know that was me, the female, the lady right there flying in Southwest on the plane. That was also me that they kept playing. Over 2 years to play on that one, so that was a big commercial to have. So just doing my thing, trying to stay active, want to get in on some of the fresh stuff that's happening this year in Hollywood. They're supposed to have over 100 and some pilots, so I hope I get an opportunity to get in on some of that. You know, the new movies, Martin Lawrence, and what I hear Will Smith are teaming back up without another good opportunity for people like myself and other comics to have an opportunity to get in. So, you know, just riding the wave and create my own thing as well as far as my internet thing, you know, and a couple of projects that I'm working on privately, movies and stuff that I would like to produce and put out there myself. So, you know, the ball is changing, you know, things going on. Just got cast in a play called The Gathering of the First Ladies by Mildred Damas, and that's going to be premiering in L.A. soon. So just doing those things, keeping my vessel warm and hot and giving out there what I was supposed to do. You know, sometimes in life we get to the point where we have to just realize who we are and what we are, you know, and I'm an entertainer, you know, so I'm out here entertaining in all different facets.
Well, we appreciate it. Now, definitely you can catch Annie McKnight January 22nd, LA Nights in Beverly Hills. All right, if you want to know more information, you can go to the official website, www.anniemcknight.com, or all you Facebookers out there, she's on Facebook as well. All right, so definitely, you will definitely be able to get a chance to see her live January 22nd. We appreciate you coming on the show. I'm actually running crazy on time right now. I didn't do good on my time today. So I got to get a chance to holler at KD and get a chance to holler at Lunell. I'm not sure if she's on the line. But we got to get a chance to holler at both of them. So I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Look forward to meeting you, Chocolate Todd. Take care.
Thank you, you too. And you will meet me very soon. Like I said, we're coming.
Okay, baby. Look forward to doing that. Take care. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook, too. Good
night. I just added you. So go ahead and holler at me, and we'll talk.
Okay, baby. Good night.
Okay. KD.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know what? I had a chance to review your music, man, and just actually take a look at what you're doing, man. You honestly are one of the artists that I look up to immediately once I start, you know, paying attention to what you're doing, because it's rare that you see artists who really care about their fans. And you don't call them fans. You got another name for them.
That's right. Well, let me start right here before I go another further, as they say in the South. I got to, first of all, thank the people that put me on this show, the brothers that are doing this thing with L.A. Nights, man. They're wonderful brothers. I got to thank you for having me on your show to express to my brosiacs, to the people, I don't call them fans, you're right, to my brosiacs, the people who are true connoisseurs of Katie Brosia's music, my music. I have to thank them for supporting me, and thank you also for allowing me the chance to come on and speak to people publicly.
Oh, no problem. Anytime, this is what Talkin' Todd's we do. We do the best interviews from NY to LA. And, you know,
sure,
we got artists like yourself and you, Smooth Flavor, Billy John came on. I mean, those were artists that, you know, I really haven't really heard too much about, and I actually got a chance to look them up and research them. I've been promoting them ever since. And, you know, and it's nothing, because people need to, and I actually brought new listeners to you guys' music that didn't have a chance to know who you were at first. You know what I mean? So
right.
I get phone calls right. And text messages and messages every day on Facebook and on my phone about Smooth Flavor, about Billy John, and now it's going to be KD Barossa because of about the work that you guys are doing.
But see, Todd, just the thing that I'm talking about, though, man, it see, it's a thing about this industry, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, bash nobody or nothing, but it's a thing about even in life how people talk about the business, and then people like yourself are actually walking and dealing with the business. And, you know, if it wasn't for you actually putting your money where your mouth is and actually going the extra step to allow people like myself, independent artists who are out there really working our butts off to make or to help this resurgence of eclectic and soulful and classy, sexy music, you know, come back, then, you know, it would be all for naught. So, you know, I thank you, man. I'm sincerely and truly thank you, and as well as the Brosiacs, because you all helped make the world go round. Yeah, we provide it, but if it wasn't for people like you playing it, it wouldn't be doing no good. I'd just be playing it for my grandma and, you know, daddy, my mama now. So we really appreciate it, bro.
No problem. I need to do something real quick. I need to know if Lady Lunell is on the line. She's not on the line. Okay, we don't know. I'm not sure what happened there. Sorry for all the listeners who were waiting for Lady Lunell. She is not on the line. We'll have to see what happened there, and then we'll definitely get it back on Talk With Taj. That would not be an issue. KD, you know, you started out singing in the church, and a lot of singers start out singing in church. What changed from you? What happened at that in your youth when you started being to where you took this thing seriously and, you know, to the point to where you're at now?
Funny, that's a very unique question. I am a child prodigy. I started singing when I was 3. I started recording when I was 4. I don't mean like recording around. I mean literally recording for commercials and doing stuff with male chorus that I used to sing with. So at one point, it came to a point that my dad kind of set me down. And was like, yo, you know, you're in the club on Saturday night and you're in church on Sunday mornings. What, you know, what you gonna do? You got to be one or the other. And it was a really deep and serious decision for me, man, because I was known throughout the state of Mississippi, or throughout my community also, as a prominent vocalist, you know, as a gospel singer, a young, you know, upcoming gospel singer. So I decided, man, that I knew secular music was definitely the way I wanted to go, but I decided to put a little twist on it and make sure that my lyrical content stayed as close to and centered and religiously based as possible, spiritually based as possible. You know, I try not to, you know, get too far out the chain and with the worldly, you know, with worldly things. But that's how my decision and process came in. My dad just sat me down and was like, yo, what you gonna do, boy?
Now, do you find, and that is a tough decision to make.
Yeah.
With the spirituality and your music. But, you know, how do you feel about the thin line that there is between the music and the church? Because, you know, the club and, you know, that's a tough decision. What made you make that ultimate choice, in which was a real tough one?
Well, the ultimate decision, and like, it finally came just knowing. See, that's the thing I find a lot about some of the newer or the younger musicians that are out today. They haven't studied the musical history. They don't understand. I mean, you know, they may know it because somebody's told them, but truly understand that gospel music is the center for most jazz, most contemporary music that's out today, R&B, classic soul. So I knew that I already had the roots. I knew I had the groundwork. So for me, it was just stepping out there and coming up, you know, coming up with my own style. I wanted to be able to create my own style. And at that time, Kirk Franklin and John P. Keys were really dominating the market. Fred Hammond had just broken up with Commission. You know, he was doing his solo thing. So I felt that, you know, for me, that area was pretty much dominated at the time, you know, when I was growing up. So I figured that I wanted to do something different and come out with my own style. So that's why I really went with the secular side.
Now, when did you get your first big break? To where you was like, you know what?
Right,
yeah,
now,
I did make my
decision. Right now, and you know, Todd, that's the funny thing about it, man. My big breaks come every day that someone like you allows me to get on the radio station and speak to their listeners, their audience, man. My big breaks will continue to come as long as people like you, DJs, other artists, you know, like Mint Condition. I hope to work and I hope and pray to work with Layla Hathaway and Jasmine Sullivan. I mean, you know, the big breaks just keep coming. So it's not like it's just one. It's just so many. They keep, you know, last week it was Mint Condition. This week and right now it's you. You know, so hopefully next week it'll be, who knows?
Now, later on in our conversation, I want to ask you to do something all singers to do. It's not something that you have to do, but I like, you know, fellas love singing for the ladies, and the ladies love to know can give them that freestyle and sing to them. I let Smooth Flavor do it. And later on the program, you get the opportunity to do it if you want to. You know, we do have music. We're going to play it again. But I always give the fellas, you know, that opportunity to do that because that's the ultimate for the ladies to get them to, you know, maybe have somebody out there singing for them. So we're going to get a chance to do that shortly. But I want to get going to a song that I played earlier in the show and play it again called Love Is.
Oh, yeah. That was written by James Glasgow.
Okay. Now, before I play it again, I'm going to give you an opportunity to go ahead and to, explain the track, describe it, present it, and then I'm going to go ahead and hit the button for you.
All right, cool. Basically, first of all, so I'm a Brosiac. This is a song entitled Love Is off of my album, self-entitled album Love Is. This is basically talking, the song goes into a deep discussion about the different aspects of love. And loving yourself and different scenarios and situations that young people, pretty much younger people, go through. And it just is encouraging my brothers and sisters, whether you be white, black, Hispanic, Asian, African, it doesn't matter, to keep your head up and understand that love is what you make it. And it's love is once you realize and recognize your self-worth.
That's what it is. And here's Love Is. And we're going to come back later on with this other joint, Love a Woman Right. Here's Love Is right here on Talk with Taj.
There's no need to put your hands on her. And how come, Father, you
find it hard to take care of the babies we make. Sweet mama, why play the game of prostitute?
Mama, don't you,
if you work in money just to lose your soul. By the way, look, you look good with your clothes on. Children's eyes underneath the day. Just hold on.
Yeah, welcome back to Talk With Taj, and that was KD Barroso with Love Is. We got to bring in another guest in real quick. I've been waiting on her. I'm glad she's here. Everybody, welcome to the show. Comedian Lunell, how you doing?
I'm good. I am so sorry that I didn't call in sooner. But I'm out here in the Bay Area, actually about to step into the shower, getting ready to go do my second of seven shows. And at a club called Tommy T's. And so I was preoccupied and I slipped in. Audience, I love you. I'm sorry I'm late, y'all. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're glad you're here. Hold on just a second for me. KD.
Yes, sir.
Explain to our listeners. I want to talk to you about one thing real quick, and that is performing, brother, performing.
Uh-huh.
Is the most important part of being an artist. Anybody can go into a studio and fix up their voice and do all these different things to make a song hot, but to actually prove it and have the fans believe and believe you as an artist in front of them, is that's where you get your true respect from, and you love to perform. I saw it on YouTube. Explain to me what performing means to you, and what's the highlights that, you know, when you're on that stage performing in front of thousands.
Taj, let me go back and say this, and I don't want to contradict you on your turf, but maybe I can bring it to you from my perspective. Performing is, for me, the second high. The actually first high is to be able to practice and know that I've studied and learned in what I'm performing. To know that I know my music well enough that I know where the changes are going. To know that I can get on stage and have fun and actually experiment because I've practiced enough that I know where the music's going, what I want to do, and how I feel. So when I get on stage, it actually feels and looks natural to the audience. So really, performing is secondary. It comes secondary to the practice.
Exactly. And that's. I mean, you have to prepare before you can perform.
Yeah.
I know that most artists, when they get on that stage, their high comes at a certain point in that performance. And
right. That's
the moment that they, you know, love and cherish the most. And that's what I wanted to know from you. When is that moment for you on stage?
As soon as I step out, I think. I pretty much can say I don't get nervous until the music starts playing. When that music starts playing and I step out, that's when it is. And honestly, I've done shows where Taj, we promoted and spent tons of money, and I step out on the stage and there's 10 people in the audience where we've been expecting maybe like 70 or 100. And I promise you, for those 10 people, they have received a show like it was 100. So I'd say definitely, just even when the music starts playing and to step out there and to know that this is my one chance that 10 people paid to come see me sing and perform, you know, that's a high. It's a high, man.
Now, you're going to be in L.A. Of course, you're part of the L.A. Nights Beverly Hills event coming up January 22nd. What
yes,
songs
sir?
Can the people expect you to, or what songs are you performing? And give us like an insight of what you're going to do for the fans on stage, if you don't mind sharing a little bit of that.
Not a problem. Well, the first thing that we're going to do is I'm going to bring to you nothing less than what the Southern Standards our code of ethics provide, which is nothing but straight-up hospitality. And I mean that in a vocal presence. I'm going to provide you the sweetest taboo, the most eclectic-sounding music that you probably heard, you know, that L.A. has probably not heard in a minute. I'm going to bring up, make sure we keep the show pretty much up-tempo. I may throw in one of the my Mint Condition songs that I did collaborated with Mint Condition. I'm still contemplating exactly, you know, how I'm gonna manipulate this show. But definitely, I'm going to bring power. I'm going to bring the soul. I'm going to have a background vocalist with me. So we're gonna come and we're just gonna have fun. So people, you know, like the Irish Brothers was speaking earlier, you would have to come to, you know, and not want to have fun in order not to have fun. So I say the same thing about my show. You're going to have to come with the mindset that you hate me to not like me.
Exactly. Because I actually, if anybody wants to see exactly what he does on stage, just go to YouTube, pull it up, you'll see for yourself. He actually brings it all to you on stage. And actually, me being an artist myself in the past, I know exactly what that feeling is like. I know when I see it, and you can tell when somebody really takes pride in what they do.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Amen, amen.
Real quick, is there any, outside of LA Nights, is there any performances, anything touring-wise that you're doing? And when can we expect a new project?
Woo, new project. Well, I'm always working on new music. I don't feel that I'll be coming out with a new project anytime soon because people still haven't heard the old project. but in my shows, I always like to include new music that I'm, you know, currently working on that will hopefully be on the next project. But right now, we're just still focusing on the current album that I have, which is Love Is. Because we, you know, the masses still have not heard it. We're still, you know, popping up on major shows like yours where people have never heard of the music. So we don't, you know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves by putting too much out there and then people, you know, are having to go back. Or we want to keep people current. You know, we want people to grow with us. We want the Brosiacs to know that, you know, they are part of this, you know, Brosiac train, and they got to get on board. So, you know, it's a slow moving progress. As far as the other shows that I got going on the 24th, I'll be actually doing a show entitled Ambrosia Bebop, and that's the show where myself and Prodigy International, which is my management company, we'll be sponsoring a show where we're going to start bringing and focusing on independent artists. So we'll be highlighting independent artists around the country. We're going to start bringing in people and inviting people to come in and perform and do their thing. Hand-selected, screened, and auditioned performers. And that's going to be at the Second Street Jazz in downtown Los Angeles.
Well, definitely, man. I want to know more. I definitely want to know about that. So we're going to actually have to get you back on the show for more in-depth conversation, more extended conversation about the industry as a whole and artistry and all that. We'll get into all that on the next time that I can get you on Talk
for sure.
Dodge. Is there anything that you would like the fans to know, listeners to know about KDD Barroza and LA Nights in Beverly Hills, January 22nd?
Well, just know this. $20. For $20, you're going to get one fantastic show. Everybody on this all-star lineup is bringing it. I can tell you and I can attest, being from the South, a lot of times people, especially out here, like to hype stuff up, and you get there and you're wondering, like, what were they smoking when they were promoting it? What were they smoking before they opened the doors to let people actually come in to see the show? I'm telling you, this LA Nights, this function is going to be seriously off the chain. It is going to be really, really nice. They got a great lineup in Dumby, great comedians, and none other than myself. Everybody's going to be bringing it. So, you know, I hope people come on with with long skirts, because if you got short skirts on, they're definitely going to be blown plumb off.
Well, we appreciate you for coming on Talk with Taj. We look forward to having you back on the show again, for, like I said, for more in-depth conversation. Also, congratulations on all the success you have, and look forward to, if I'm in L.A., look forward to seeing you perform live for myself so I can tell everybody back in that town how people, you know, how they do it out there in L.A. So look forward to that, definitely, brother.
Thank you, big brother. Thank you. I appreciate doing that.
No problem. You take care, man. We'll be hollering at you.
All right, absolutely, family. Y'all take it easy, Mama Brosiax. Thank you, love. One. Peace.
All right, next is comedian Linnell. She's here, everybody. She's here. I know y'all, everybody's been waiting to, everybody's been listening to the show for over an hour now, and I know they've been like, okay, he said she was going to be on the show, and she's here, everybody.
Yeah, and actually, since I've talked to you, since I called in just a minute ago, I done actually had to slide into the bathtub because, like I said, I'm getting ready to do a show tonight. One of seven up here in Pleasanton, California, in the Bay Area, where I'm from, Oakland. And about to have some fun so I can get all warmed up for this L.A. Night stuff.
L.A. Nights in Beverly Hills, January 22nd, and I'm looking forward to getting out there myself. Now, I know Linnell from watching one of my favorite movies, and that's Never Die Alone. I got it sitting right to my, I'm looking at it right now, probably going to pop it in later on, because you told DMX in the scene in the movie where he was came into the bar, he wanted some privacy to where he can go speak to, I forgot his name in the movie.
Moon.
Where he want, yeah, where he wanted to go speak to Moon. Yeah. You talk,
ain't no you champagne told, room in here. I didn't say it quite like that.
That, right.
Yeah. Right.
And you just have a humor about yourself that is just undeniable. You've been doing this for so long. What keeps, I mean, it's being a comedian is almost like being artists, you have to find some motivation to keep you doing what you're doing to be able to keep, you know, keep people laughing. What does it for you? What's your drive today?
Well, I think that really great comedians are not made, or you can't study to be one. I think you just are one. And so I don't really need any motivation to do what I do. Is just the things I see in everyday life happen to be funny to me. Now, the ability to make other people see what you see and make it funny to them like it's funny to you, that's the art of being a comedian.
So what did you see today that you're going to use in your next show? What was funny to you today that you said, I got to use this next time I'm on stage?
Well, the traffic on the Bay Bridge at 6:30 this morning when we were going across, we were in the commuter lane, so we were going across to San Francisco to do some radio, and all the millions and millions and millions of people that was about to cross the bridge, I was just sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, you know, so early in the morning. I was like, you know, I used to work a square job way back in the day, but there isn't a job in the world that would make me go through that every day. If I had to sit in that kind of traffic every morning, by the time I got to work, better not nobody say nothing to me about being 5 minutes late or 15 minutes late, because I probably tear their head off, you know. Be like, you know what the hell I went through to get here? You better get out of my way. You know what I'm saying? So that was funny. And then another thing that I found really funny during the holidays is when I went to, you hear my bath water running? I'm trying to heat it up because I'm sitting here getting water getting cold. But
I'm hearing it.
Yeah, when I was in, I was trying to get my ham for Christmas, and I had went to the Honey Baked place during Thanksgiving, and I only wanted a small ham because I'm not trying to like OD on high blood pressure. You know, I don't want no 80-pound ham. I just want a small little 6-pound ham. And they told me you have to come early in the morning to get those. Those go really quick. So I said, all right, well, for Christmas, I'm going to go early. So I came at 6:15. They opened up at 7:30. And the line went, brrr. I was the second one in the line, and the line got really long really quick. And this woman came up, in, and we were like, we're here, I just want to get the small six-pound ham. And the dude was like, well, you know, the best we can do for you right now is the 8.5-pound ham that starts at $50. I said, man, if you don't go back in there and get me a 6-pound ham after I done stood out in this cold, ain't nobody in this line going to have no ham for Christmas, because I will tear this building up. Now, you go back there and give me a ham and quit playing before I shut this building down. I'm going to start throwing shit in a minute. So I thought that was pretty funny. And the other old lady texted me, was like, yeah, me too. Get the manager. It was about to be a riot at the Honey Baked Ham spot. Them housewives thugged out. They not playing. You can't play with a system out of ham at the holidays. You can't play. You hear my water? You hear me splashing? You hear me splashing?
Yes. Are you getting clean?
Now,
you getting all
this big old body?
I saw a stand-up that you did where you was describing the so-called perfect woman. You ran down these whole things, from perfect nails to hair to body to said there's something wrong with this bitch because she probably got a
very much something wrong. Because real women gonna always have flaws. There's no such thing as a perfect woman. You know, you have to ask yourself, what are you? While you're out looking for this 10 of a woman, what are you? Are you a 7 looking for a 10? You know, what is the criteria? What do you think makes a woman a 10? They got to quit putting all the priorities on who's got the perkiest boobs or who's got the biggest booty, you know, because perky boobs and a big booty may not know how to make no dressing, or may not know how to dress the kids, or may not know how to, you know, put the oil in the car. You know, you want a woman who is a survivor and a woman who can help you to survive and bring you up, you know, and they can be beautiful as well. Matter of fact, I happen to think it's Dobby that we're going to be working with on the show, the one of the most beautiful black women I ever seen, you know, full, beautiful, big lips, long, dark, pretty legs, afro. I have a gift for her. I'm going to give her that night. I think she's fabulous. And I think that, you know, back in the day, the Afro-pick, Afrocentric woman, that used to be the epitome of exoticness. That's what everybody was looking for. And I don't want to look like every other woman with a weave. You know, if 85 women in a room have a weave, well, how do I stand out if I have one, too? You know, I want to be different, and I think that I am.
I think that's what's missing. Women, the natural woman is missing now.
It really very much is. I hope that with the movie Good Hair, I hope that some people just decide to, you know, take it out. I mean, you know how I wear my hair. I wear my hair short, blonde. Now, yeah, I put some color in it, but, you know, that's become like a trademark of mine, so just for professional reasons, I wouldn't change that. But I wouldn't have a weave, and I wouldn't grow my hair out and have to stand around and curl it in the morning and go to bed with rollers. I wouldn't do that to save the world right now, because it's just too much, you know, it's kind of vain, really, to put that much attention in your hair, because, you know, unless you're putting that much attention in your whole self, in your soul and in your mind, your hair, that comes off. That could be taken away from you. Then who are you going to be when you don't have that, you know?
I heard that even got deep right there for a moment in the bathtub
just
cleaning
saying.
Up.
Yeah.
I go deep. But us, we get deep when you're in that, when the bathtub relaxes and your mind is starting.
I'm not relaxing. I wanted to relax, but now I'm on the grind. I gotta get out of here. I gotta, you know, it takes me about 15 minutes to lotion up this big old body, and then I gotta put my smell good on. I gotta put my makeup on. I gotta slip into my sexy. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a whole process I'm beginning here right now with y'all.
Well, we appreciate them talking to
you. Because I'm gonna be fabulous at the LA Nights. You know, I think everybody should come looking their best, you know, because when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you have a great time. And the entertainment is off the hook, and I'm very honored that they're using me to, you know, so to speak, host the show, you know?
Definitely. I know it's going to be off the chain with you there hosting it. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be stupid. I'm looking forward to being there myself. We're going to try to get it worked out in these next couple of weeks. But if I don't happen to make it, I know you guys are going to rock it. The first two events, I saw the pictures. I've seen, you know, everything that I need to see from here. And I just know that they're doing a good job out there as far as bringing the right type of entertainment to LA, and definitely with you being there, it's going to be, I just already know what time it is. You guys got to send me footage. You got to send me footage and pictures, and we definitely enjoy you being in the tub while you on Talk with Todd. You know, it was funny.
Yes, yes, live from the tub. Okay, there you go.
I've had artists be in, I interviewed Juicy J of 36 Mafia one day. He was in, I think, Germany somewhere at a restaurant eating while he was talking to me. Project Pat was somewhere eating. People seem to just get so relaxed on my show. We talk in the most strangest places. We go live.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like when you're doing a phoner, it's got to be done. Now, see, if you don't have a partner that's understanding and you have to take care of your business, see, look if those brothers had a woman with them that was like, get off the phone. How dare you be doing an interview with me while we're after dinner? You know, that's not going to work in a relationship with the entertainer. We have to do what we have to do. I'm a working mother. I'm up here for a week. My daughter's 14. She couldn't come because she's in school. She's in somebody else's house. I'm not happy about that for a whole week. You know, I want to be the one to feed my kid and check her homework and everything. But it's a sacrifice that I have to make to keep the roof over our head, you know?
Exactly, and I think that's what a lot of people miss on from entertainers is the fact that it is a continuous, how can I say, busy profession.
Grind. It is a grind. It's a beautiful payoff. Being in front of the audience is a payoff. But everything leading up to that is a grind. The packing, the traveling, the delayed plane, the promoter attitudes. You know, there could be a lot of bad things connected with doing the job of making people happy. You know, there's a lot that goes on, you know, behind the scenes. And especially for a woman, because, you know, I'm a single working woman just like anybody else. And I have to have a man who understands that. Because if I have a 9-to-5 working man, when he gets home, I'm taking a bath getting ready to leave. You see?
Yeah.
So I really can't, you know, I tried that before, and that don't work. I have to have somebody who's somewhat in the entertainment. Right now my dude is in radio as well, and so, you know, he understands what I'm doing and supports me, and, you know, I just did his radio program the other day, and we're down with each other. It's all good.
That's what's up. That support system right there is what, that helps a relationship tremendously.
Yeah,
you
know, if you don't have it at home, I tell you what, they're going to get it someplace else. And that is a proof of fact over and over and over again. You can ask Tiger Woods.
Now, real quick before we close them out here in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, because I'm about to start wrinkling up in a minute. Go ahead.
Real quick, touch base on your radio shows. I know you have a radio show. And give us anything that outside of LA Nights that you're doing, like I did with all the other guests tonight, any other upcoming events we need to pay attention to, and then we're going to, and I can let you give the last word to the fans out there.
Okay. Well, I have a radio show that is actually a podcast that you can listen to anytime you want to. It's on my website, heylunell.com, heylunell.com, and it is a fully produced pseudo radio show with, you know, commercials and advice, you know, Ask Linnell type thing. And I've interviewed people like New York, from I Love New York, and Joanne Worley that used to be on Laugh-In. I've introduced Mopreme Shakur, Tupac's brother, and I've interviewed Ernest Thomas from Everybody Hates Chris and What's Happening. And Ernest, my interviews, actually, you wouldn't think, but it's the funniest interview I've ever done in my life. If you go to heylunell.com and click on podcast, you know, you can just have that playing while you're, like, maybe doing some other work on your computer or paying your bills or cleaning up the house. And it is really, really, my shows are really, really funny, and I enjoy them. We're going to be having some I'm going to be taking some new ones soon with, you know, Faith Evans and Sergine White from Earth, Wind & Fire. I've already got people lined up, and so that's really exciting. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting back in town and doing L.A. Nights. Like I said, I'm up here in Pleasanton, California, doing 6 more shows at Tommy T's. The second one is tonight, and Tommy T's in Pleasanton is a club that I used to do when I lived here in the Bay Area, when I was on my way up, so to speak. And so I'm going to be here for a week, then I come back and do L.A. Nights. We're going to be doing the Laugh Factory on Sunset Boulevard on the 27th. And my episode of Boondocks will be coming out this season. I did voiceover playing Grandma Ruckus in the Boondocks. Had to cuss like a fool. And so those are some things I got coming up. And, you know, just trying to do more films. I need a commercial. I need things. You know, I got a 14-year-old daughter. She needs this. She needs that. She needs skinny jeans. And she needs color skinny jeans. She needs bracelets. I need my hair braided. I need my hair pressed. Oh, it don't stop.
Well, definitely, we appreciate you for taking the time out while you're taking a bath to come on the show.
Right.
I've had a good time, and I definitely want you to come back, because I know we ran out of time a little bit here tonight.
And I'm sorry that I was late, but, you know, like I said, I just got a lot going on, and actually, I got carried away doing some other things, and I was, you know, took me a nap, and I forgot. But here I am, and, you know, audience, support L.A. Nights, because it's going to really, really be very fun. And plus, we got to, you know, we got to get behind each other. And if you don't live your life today, it could be over tomorrow. If we don't learn anything else from the tragedy in Haiti, know that, you know, you better live every day like it's your last, because it could very well be.
Exactly, man. Like I said, we send the prayers out to all the families and the victims there.
Prayers out to everybody. And, you know, go on Wyclef Jean's website, and you'll see how you can donate. You can text on your phone and have your donation bill to your phone bill. Everybody do something. Even the littlest thing can help.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Support LA Nights, January 22nd, 2010 in Beverly Hills. You can RSVP on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and hit Lunell up. You can get Kevin Rouse, Pernell, Lunell Jones. Everybody's going to be affiliated with these events on Facebook. You can go there and check them out. And support everything. Matter of fact, just support our own people and what we're doing. So we can keep making money out here and keep doing the things that we want to do, you know. And that's pretty much it. You know, I want to thank everybody for coming on, listening and talk with Taj. We'll be back on next Wednesday with more celebrity guests from NY to LA, and look forward to meeting on LA sometime soon. Lunell, I appreciate you, sweetie. I hope you come back sometime soon. So we can keep on talking.
All right, no doubt.
All right, take care now. Be safe out there.
Yeah, okay. I need both hands to wash up under my arm, so I'm out.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Talk with Taj. Like I said, once again, you know, last year I said I love each other, respect, and love. This year I'm saying make your next move your best move, and your best move will be your next move. Take care of one another. Until the next time on Talk with Taj. Night. God bless.